From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Vicki Greger.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
On this week's episode of Air Check, Koba from alt-rock radio station KRXP joins us for the musical roundtable discussion, and we talk with Tiny Desk sensation Erica Ryan and get her to play a couple songs in the 91.5 KRCC studios. All that today on Air Check.
So we begin the show, as usual, with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and each of us shares a song we haven't been able to get out of our heads this past month. And we have a special guest with us today, Koba, morning show host and news director at RXP here in Colorado Springs. Welcome.
Thanks for inviting me. This is any chance to
Thanks
talk
for
about
coming
music.
And playing in our sandbox
it's
with
so
us.
So much fun. I love it.
This is great. This
music is
great.
It's fun.
So can you tell us a little bit about RXP for some of our listeners who might not be as familiar?
It's been a couple different incarnations over the years, and I think we're finally finding our sound in the last few. But basically some 80s alt, a lot of 90s alt, and then getting into the fun stuff with the 2000s and the now, and trying to balance it all out.
Do you pick and play, or is it
a little bit of both?
You get to put some of your own flavor on it?
Yeah, everybody's kind of got a time in their shift where they get to pick something that they like to feature, some more than others. And then we even do in-house music testing as well with everybody from Kelly that runs our traffic department to salespeople, whatever, because the idea was those are our listeners. It isn't necessarily, we don't have anybody from another state going, here's what I think Colorado Springs and Southern Colorado would like to hear, which is awesome.
Well, I'm glad you're here because it's a hip station. You're a hipster.
Not
and our roundtable is all about being
hip. Nobody's called me that before. That's awesome.
So the way this will work, we'll go around the table. We'll save your pick for last, as we like to do with our guests. We'll just kind of chat. And Jeff, why don't we start with you? What's the song that you've been listening to this last month?
The song that I've chosen is by Sharon Van Etten. She has a new album out called Remind Me Tomorrow, and this song is 17. This is a weird time warp song. It's like this weird Back to the Future thing where you don't know really where you are, but I think it's really beautiful the way she sort of consoles herself as a younger woman. And she's a rock and roll star.
Yeah.
She's also a mother, has a little boy, I understand. And the really cool thing is that she's going to night school to get her psychology degree.
I read that.
It's like it is the she is so it's like she's got to have a fallback from her rock and roll stardom.
That's a woman thing. I swear it.
You know?
There's always the panic that the bottom's going to drop out.
The
so
panic
you gotta have
button.
That,
yeah.
Got to have that plan, the backup plan.
I think it goes to both genders.
This album feels to me a little more epic at points than some of her previous work. You know, I always had thought of her as a little bit more subdued kind of singer-songwriter. And this one kind of expands out into some louder sounds, some sort of bigger arrangements, and There's times when it almost feels to me like it reminds me of like Bruce Springsteen or something.
Yes.
It's a great CD. Remind me tomorrow, Sharon Van Etten. And I think she's going to be touring, so I might want to catch her here soon in Colorado. So Jake, we'll turn it over to you. What do you got?
So my choice is by an artist called Westerman. This is a song called Albatross from an EP called Arc. And again, the artist is Westerman.
Take me somewhere new. Maybe a lake nearby, some views. Wouldn't that be nice? We could spend the day here, waste it all on some new friends. We'd better catch the light. I've come connected. Rejected, dead, laying albatross, passing me by. Albatross.
One guy.
He's from London, a young gentleman. At times, it has a very subtle kind of loungy feel, like almost like Kings of Convenience or something like that. And then other times, harkens back to someone like Arthur Russell, kind of experimental choral thing. It's pretty cool, and this EP, Arc, just four songs, and I've listened to it probably 20 times in the last couple weeks. It's just one you can kind of repeat over and over and over.
Jake, where do you find this stuff? I mean, every time we come to the roundtable, you present something that, I don't know, it's from like an alternate universe or something. Where'd you find this?
Well, course? Jeff, you'll be surprised to learn that this was actually sitting under your very nose.
What?
And this is not a plug, but I've discovered this through our own website, krcc.org.
What?
You know, every year in the new year, NPR asks music directors from across the country, sort of, who are you excited about? And big long list of people who kind of have the finger on the pulse of particular region or wherever, and this was one of those, and I just kind of fell in love with it.
So at least tell me that there were hundreds of artists involved
yes,
in this list.
Okay. Lots of
all right.
Fair.
That's my out. That's my excuse. I'm a busy man.
Again, that's Albatross by Westerman from the EP Arc. Passing me by. Koba, we've come to your choice.
So going with the band Half Alive and the song Still Feel.
When I'm furthest from myself, feeling closer to the stars, I've been invaded by the dark. Trying to recognize myself when I feel I've been replaced. When I'm furthest from myself, feeling close to the stars, I've been invaded by the dark. Trying to recognize myself when I feel I've been replaced.
Jamiroquai for me. That's right where it took me to. When I first heard it, I was like, wait. And I just loved how it went from something that not normally is anything kind of electropop my cup of tea, but as it continued on and there were so many layers to it, each one, I was like, I like this more and more, and I like almost the disco-y vibe to a little bit too. The lead singer, they're out of Long Beach, California, Josh Taylor, the singer-songwriter, was going to film school, got into this prestigious program and went, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I want to do this. So he took apparently what was to be a semester off, talked to a buddy of his because music was always kind of in his background a little bit, and the guy said, great, well, if you're going to concentrate on that, what's your goal for the semester? Well, you have the time off. And he said, I don't know. And he goes, work on songs. And he said, how many songs should I work on? He goes, I'll give you 50.
50.
Write 50 songs 50. In a semester. Make it count.
Guys.
And they started putting together. So it's three guys. And word is they're going to have an actual album out maybe sometime this year. Huh. But super fun.
So are you playing this in heavy rotation at your house, in your car? Is it on RXP?
It is not on RXP yet. I've been pushing,
pushing.
It's a slow grind on that one. But it's the kids are always like, can we listen to that song?
Oh, cool.
So everybody at our house is
so everybody's happy.
It. Yeah, which and my husband and I rarely agree on music. So it's always nice when we find one that everybody's agreeing on. So,
that's great.
Super fun.
Definitely a danceable song. I can imagine the whole,
you
know, car. Full of the family car, everyone's kind of nodding their
heads. And it's clean, so I don't have to worry about singing in it for everybody
needed.
At school. So that's kind of nice, too.
I still feel it. It is hopeless. I start to notice. I still feel alive.
I got to ask, I've just always been curious about, you know, the sort of genre that you work in as far as the morning show format. And, is that a lot of pressure, the live show, you know, to sort of be ready with some banter, with some things to talk about?
And... Now it is. Now you made me feel it. No. this is the first time in my career working at RXP that I've ever worked solo. So that has definitely come with its own interesting
That's hard.
Things. It's good and bad because so much of it when you are with somebody else, it's kind of a weird arranged marriage. So if you're really lucky, you love each other, you have a ball, you get to come in and play all day long.
Yeah, hang out.
And it's all just one big, fun time. It's the opposite. You're in a forced marriage where you hate each other and
right,
you have
right.
to sit there and pretend there's chemistry. And that's not really doable.
Yeah.
So the doing it by myself has definitely been more pressure. I definitely prep a lot more because I don't have anybody to be a straight man for me now.
How do you prep? What do? Do you read headlines? What do you do?
A little bit of everything. I mean, honestly, just scrolling through all social media in the evenings, goofing off is a great way to just find stuff where I'm like, that made me laugh. I'll check that out. Or that's totally weird. I'll check that out. You know, there's prep services, but I try to stay away from that because I think so many people use the exact same prep services. So you hear the same. Yeah. Five stories, so.
And you're a big animal lover.
Yes.
There's a lot of furry creatures crawling around your studio.
We do on any given day. We started our sister station does a thing where they have during football season lizards and snakes come in and eat live animals on the air. So they
really
thought,
they crunch on crickets.
And so for me, who leaves the studio and goes and shuts the door to our studio because I can't do it.
That's kind of icky.
We came up with the idea years ago of having the Humane Society on it. It started out as like a puppy pick of the week, and so we just would have the dog pick the football game or whatever animal came in pick the football game. And now it's just into full-on, I've adopted three animals that we've had come through the doors.
Yeah, we're talking
Some
about
our
that
sales
earlier.
Team.
You're cut off.
Oh, yeah. That's why I told my husband, I'm like, there is a goat. And he's like, we're in the city limits. Stop talking.
Great organization, though. Pikes Peak.
They're wonderful.
Humane Society, yeah.
Yeah, we've really enjoyed them.
Well, we like to ask our guests if there's something they want to plug, anything you'd like to sort of tip folks off to.
Pretty much anything animal-oriented. And then, per usual... support your local stations.
Yeah.
Support your local
Thank
stations.
You.
I cannot say that
Agreed.
Enough. We all live right here. You may see us at the grocery store or whatever. So your headaches are our headaches, and things close to your hearts are close to our hearts. And, man, we don't get to keep doing this fun job without that support. So
Definitely. Well, Koba, thanks so much for coming in and doing this with us.
No, thank you guys. This is fun.
Thank you.
You're listening to Air Check on 91.5 KRCC.
Our friend and neighbor Vicky recently reached out to a local musician from Larkspur, Colorado. Her name is Erica Ryan, and the two were able to get together in the KRCC studios to talk a bit and to record Erica playing some songs. Erica's songs have a wonderful, twangy Americana feel to them, and she has a bit of a rep on YouTube, which you'll hear about in this next portion of Air Check.
Hello, my name's Erica Ryan, and this is The Last Rodeo.
As she steps across the floor, you can tell by the clinking of her boots. Some drifting country soul with a broken heart and nothing left to lose. And if you take her by the hand, you ask her nice today, she'll follow you. She's only sings the same kind of blues. She says, "Are you kickers and pale faced run terrors? You can't hold a candle to that sweet man of mine." Lays out in the dust of Colorado. Thank you.
This is Vicki Gregor. You're listening to Air Check. And I have the great pleasure to be in the studio right now with Colorado's own Erica Ryan, straight out of Larkspur, Colorado, and here with us today. Erica, thank you so much for spending some time and playing music for us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, Vicki.
There's something very classic and very authentic about your sound. I'm curious about the kind of records that might have been in your house or the kind of people you were listening to who might have been an inspiration and influence,
sure.
Or they caught your ear.
Yeah. Well, growing up, I was introduced to a lot of classic rock through my dad. I also did a lot of theater and ballet, which, you know, you get to know old show tunes and things like that, you know, so you have just kind of an appreciation for it. When I was a little girl, I loved John Denver, and in high school, I listened to a lot of Lightnin' Hopkins and Bob Dylan. And, you know, nowadays, I draw a lot of influence from classic country and old blues, you know, people like Big Maybell and Lightnin' Hopkins, of course, and Muddy and everyone.
What was your first guitar?
My first guitar, which I still have, was a little acoustic Franciscan from the 80s, I believe. And actually, I love the sound of that guitar. It's very rustic, and there's something really, really hard and rustic about it. And then this guitar that I played here today, the Ibanez Hollow Body, he and I have become friends. We've become very close. You know, I mean, this guitar, I play it in every project that I'm in. You know, it's my workhorse, and I try to take good care of it for that. You know, there isn't much to it, but it's, you know, it is my companion.
What's your songwriting process? Are you like, I think John Hyatt does this, where you go to the office and you sit down and you write some songs and that's what you do? Or is it that fragment of lyric that's in your head?
I wish that I could be more like that. But really, the way songs come to me is typically, I think of some lyrics. I kind of have a little bit of a melody in my head, and it's, you know, it usually comes about when I'm driving, you know, so I have a lot of voice memos on my phone of like little bits and pieces of songs. Or when I was younger, I had a little Sony cassette tape player recorder that I would record everything on. So they're, you know, tiny little 15-year-old Erica recording little dinky little songs on there. But I've never been able to just sit down and just write a song on purpose right there. You know, it's just not how it comes about. I wish I could, though.
What's recording like for you, then? Some of the music I've been listening to from you, beautifully recorded. In fact, I wanted to mention Find a Way to Me. Love that song.
Thank you.
The background vocals are out of hand. It's just, is that you? And
yep.
You did that.
It's, yep, the whole, all of it. It's just me and a microphone and layering things and redoing it over and over again and messing up and cussing and stopping and starting over and cussing and starting over. But that's, you know, so far most of my recordings have been that way. But I am working on getting into a real studio and recording what I like to say a real album is. But, you know, the other songs that I've recorded, they're real too. But it's just different. It's a different process. Yeah.
You have a claim to fame, and I'm sure people have mentioned it to you. NPR Music has this amazing Tiny Desk series. Your Tiny Desk entry, I want you to talk about it. You need a desk, and it can take place in the world, in a room, whatever it is, but a desk is involved, and you do your song, and that's it. That's all the preface you're going to get of this. So talk about yours a little bit, Erica.
For my Tiny Desk submission, I decided to bring a desk out to the ranch that I work. And my coworker and I, we set the desk up in the corral, and she just filmed it on an iPhone. You know, it was kind of windy out, so the sound isn't great, admittedly. But towards kind of the beginning of the song, one of the horses steps into frame, and he walks up slowly. He checks out what I'm doing. He looks at the camera, which cracks me up every time. And, you know, and it's really cute, and he's sniffing my guitar, and I'm smiling at him, and we're having this tender moment, and I'm singing this song, blah, blah, blah. And towards the end of the song, you know, I'm looking at him, and I'm smiling, and he's sniffing my hands and going, what are you doing? And then he decided to check out the desk, and he starts to scratch his nose on the desk, and then he knocks the desk over. So the song, the recording ends there, and I decided to use it because... goodness, why not? And that's where it ends.
And I have to tell you, I'm dismayed if that wasn't a winning entry, because that was it was good.
Well, the winner that year, hopefully I pronounced this correctly, but Tank and the Bangas.
Oh yeah,
and they are phenomenal. Yeah. So well deserved win.
You mentioned you work a ranch, you manage mm-hmm. a ranch. I have a little bit of knowledge about sure. what the ABCs of that are. What's your self-care model? I mean, you really mm-hmm. have to, besides manage your time, I mean, you're doing a lot. And some of it is yeah. really hard work.
Yeah. It helps to live out where I do and work where I do. You know, when I'm working, for the most part, I'm completely alone. So it's a lot of introspective time and a lot of very therapeutic, meditative, you know, staring at the valley and the sunset and petting the horses. And, you know, the solitude is a beautiful thing. And it really helps to level my head and keep me grounded, which if I didn't have that, God only knows where I'd be.
Are you a good rider?
No, I'm not an experienced rider whatsoever, but I've been working with horses for years now. But my background actually is more in organic farming and raising animals. But I love the horses. The horses I work with, it's just three old horses. It's a very small ranch. And they're my babies. They're not my horses, but they're my babies.
Yeah. Future plans.
Future plans. Every effort that I'm exuding at this point in my life is to follow my heart, which sounds romantic, but you know, for me that means I'm going back to school for agriculture. I'm working so hard in all of these bands. You know, it means a lot of work, but I'm hoping that eventually it'll pay off in the right things, and it already does. You know, I'm surrounded by so much love and support, and you know, between the bands and everything, you know, it's all good things. But it takes a lot of work, but that's good too. It feels good to work hard.
Thanks, Erica, for being here, and take it out with another song.
Hello, my name is Erica Ryan, and this song is called The Bluest Brown Eyes You've Ever Seen.
Sometimes I go for days without a word. When there ain't no one around, it isn't hard. Except for when I see you in my dreams, I get the bluest brown eyes you've ever seen. And I still like to go out on the town and find some nice young man to spin me around. But I wind up wishing you were holding me. I get the bluest brown eyes you've ever seen. And I bet everyone can tell you're on my mind. I get a thousand yard stare, and it's leaving them all behind. And when I'm burning up inside, get the bluest brown eyes you've ever seen. Thank you. just try to take it day to day. But the minutes get so hard when you're away. And when I figure you don't even think of me, I get the bluest brown eyes you've ever seen. And I bet everyone can tell you're on my mind. I get a thousand yard stare, and it's leaving them all behind. And when I'm burning up inside my old memory, I get the bluest brown eyes you've ever seen.
Stories, beautiful original tunes, all from Colorado's Erica Ryan. Be sure to check out Erica's Tiny Desk submission on our website at krcc.org. This is Aircheck, and you're listening to 91.5 KRCC.
That's it for this episode of Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. As always, you can find the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen online at krcc.org. We are a member-supported station, so please do consider making a contribution to the station at krcc.org if you're a fan of the show and of all the other great things that we do here at 91.5 KRCC. For 91.5 KRCC and Aircheck, I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicki Gregor.